Hey, Pepreneurs, this is Jane Harrell, and I'm here to dig into all the goodness that is Facebook ads. As we've talked about a lot, we used to be able to reach, lots of people super easily on Facebook just organically by having a page. And unfortunately, Facebook has gotten to the point where they've said, you know what, you need to pay for play. So if you're doing anything on Facebook, if you're trying to reach an audience through Facebook, this is certainly an area where you should look at potentially diving in. It's something that you can get a pretty good bang for the buck for petpreneurs, but the idea is that you have to kind of be strategic about it. So let's dive in. You should be able to see my screen, and I'm going to talk you through some of the basics here. So first thing to notice is over here in the right, when you are signed in to your Ads Manager, you should have some dates. And make sure that whatever date you've selected, whatever dates you're trying to look at, are selected here, because Facebook is notoriously buggy. Its Ads Manager is even more buggy than Facebook. So keep in mind that if you're seeing something weird, sometimes either it's as simple as you haven't changed the date up here, or Facebook is just being goofy right now, and if you walk away and come back in a few hours, it should be fixed. So if you reach a point when you're setting up an ad or setting up a campaign that you're just really hitting your head against the wall, try those two things first. Make sure to check the date. Am I on the right date? Or number two, is this just Facebook being buggy and I need to walk away and come back in a few hours? Next thing you'll notice here is you have three main tabs. You have campaigns, ad sets, and ads. Essentially, these break down into: what am I trying to do, which is campaigns? Who am I trying to reach, and how am I trying to reach them, which is ad sets? And then what am I actually trying to get them to do, or what am I saying to them, which is ads? So we're going to start out by clicking Create a Campaign. Okay, so when you dive in and you click that Create New Campaign, you're going to have to choose an objective. And from our last video, there are actually a lot more options of different kinds of objectives that you can pick. But most often, we can either pick something like conversions, like if you're trying to get a specific email sign up, or if you're trying to get specific sales on one of your e-commerce pages. Conversions can be fantastic for you, or if you're just trying to drive more people, the kinds of people that you're trying to reach, to your website, traffic is fantastic. Engagement is good if you're trying to get engagement up on your brand page, but there's very little reason to do that these days anymore. As I said, it's mostly pay for play, and as you're driving awareness of your brand page, most often you have to continue to pay to reach new people who are liking your page. So oftentimes where we see the biggest bang for the buck is really in traffic or conversions for most petpreneurs. So in this case, we're going to say traffic, meaning I want people to come to my website. And I'm going to name this campaign. So this is Jane's Test Campaign Demo. You can choose to A/B split test your ads, and here's where some of you are going to gasp. Most often that's not actually worth it, unless you're going out with several hundreds or thousands of dollars to split test. Oftentimes you're not going to see the value here, so I would actually keep that toggled off. And then budget optimization. I usually, to get a better test of any kinds of creative we create, I optimize the budget across ad sets, so I turn that on. And then the daily budget can be as little as $5 to $10 a day. to give you a good idea of, you know, what's working for you. Once you know what's working for you, you can increase that or decrease that. Usually it's increase. But having a daily budget during your testing period of about $10 or $5 a day is a good way to get your feet wet. So then last, campaign bid strategy, lowest cost. We certainly want to use lowest cost most of the time. If you want to control how much you will bid, like what's the maximum you can bid, you can do lowest cost with bid cap. But sometimes that actually stops your ads from being shown when you may still see the payoff. So when you're in a testing phase, I would say lowest cost is a good selection there. And you can pick all these kinds of advanced options, but if you're just starting a basic ad, you can just click continue there, and then your campaign is done. So next question is, who are you trying to reach? So let's say that I'm trying to reach dog parents in Illinois with kids. Okay, so that's who I'm trying to reach. And the message I'm trying to reach them with is website traffic, or the thing I'm trying to get them to do. So I would just say, come over here, click website. You can do dynamic creative, meaning it combine a whole bunch of different things and get a lot of different variations, or you could do special offers. But if you're just creating a basic ad, which can work just as well, you can come over here and say, create new audience. You can use a saved audience if you have one. You can also create custom audiences where these may be, you can put in a list of your own customers and Facebook will spit back, hey, here are some parameters that we think are similar to your existing customers of people who we think will likely buy or likely engage with your brand. So there are ways to get really fancy about this. And if you have any questions about that, it's certainly worth doing a sprint session with me to dive deeper. But if you're just setting up a basic ad, it's super easy and effective to just come over here and say, I want to go to not just everyone in this location, but everyone who lives in this location. And as I said, we're going to target Illinois. So you can do Chicago, you can also do a specific state. You can do this by 25 miles, 10 miles. We're going to do 50 miles. And then you can come down and pick, okay, who's my ideal customer? We know a little bit about the demographics and the psychographics of them. So let's say, like many pet businesses, I am going after that kind of prime market of women who are 35 to 54 or 34 to 54, who speak English. Who love dogs, so their interests are dogs. Maybe they're active dog parents, so we might say dog activities. Let's see. And some of this is just trial and error. So going dog events, maybe. Nope, striking out. Let's say dog. Maybe they're interested in dog food, probably not, but maybe they're dog lovers. And it used to be really easy to just go in and say, like, I want people who are buying dog stuff. But because of Facebook's controversy recently, they removed a lot of those different ways that you used to be able to target people. So you still have to be a little bit creative. So you, if you know, okay, my folks are really interested in working or having agility dogs than saying, okay, herding dogs. People who have an interest in herding dogs is really key. Or maybe just companion dogs. And then what else did we say about them? Okay, so we want them to have an interest in dogs. And then I'm going to either exclude or narrow the audience. So let's say I know I don't want people who like cats. If you like cats, sorry, you're out. And then I'm going to narrow this audience even further by saying, not only do you have to love dogs and you can't like cats, but you're going to have kids. So now we've targeted women 34 to 54 who are interested in dog stuff, interested in kid stuff, but not interested in cat stuff. And if you want, you can say, okay, I want them to either be connected to a page that I already have or not connected to a page that I already have. And you can save this audience if you want. You don't have to. So then you can just come on down. Say, I'm going to pay by link clicks or landing page views or impressions. I usually go link clicks. And you can click continue. And there's your ad set. Hold on 1 second. We're going to change this to working with dog. And now, okay, you have your campaign, which is what are you trying to do? You have your ad set, which is who are you trying to reach? And now we're down to creating ads. So why don't we name our ads and we're going to say, we're going to do an emotional appeal. So we're going to say heartstrings and call this kind of ad heartstrings. If we're creating a super quick and easy ad, just using a single image or video format, and then coming in and either uploading images or using Facebook's free stock images, which over here, I may say, okay, I'm trying to reach people who love kids and dogs, so why don't I show them photos of kids and dogs? And you can select up to 6 of these. And this is fantastic for testing, just to see, you know, what's really going to resonate with your audience. You can crop those images to make sure that the right bit of the photo is showing. And so on. You can choose to use different images for Instagram, which again, you can jump over to the stock and say, you know what, I really want to pick this one, or that one, or that one. And remember what I said about Facebook being buggy. Don't worry if images don't always show up. You can kind of force it here by cropping. And then down here, you will actually see your ad. So here, the text is the headline text up here. So love kids and dogs. We do too. Let's find ways for more kids and dogs to live happily together. Or and this might be an ad for perhaps a dog trainer in this area who really specializes in helping dogs and kids understand each other a little bit. This may be someone who specializes in clothing, where it's like cute combos of dog and kid clothes. This could be a lot of different things. But remember, you know, really pulling with what is that love, what is that emotional connection, and then where's the URL that we're driving people to. And then what's the headline that we want them to see? And that's pretty long. So you always want to check the preview here and say, okay, something's getting cut off here. So we might want to shorten this. So the call to action is help your dogs and kids live in better harmony. Learn more. There are lots of different options here. Typically do include a button. Don't include the no button option. That tends to decrease engagement. But watch more, apply now, book now. These are all possibilities. Typically, learn more is one of those not scary options. It's not asking people to say, yes, I'm ready to buy, or yes, I'm ready to sign up right now, or book right now. So often we see some of the lowest rates with learn more. And then you can add some information. Which is only going to show up on certain types of ads, like here. And then essentially all you have to do is go through your different ads and see, do they make sense? See, like this is one area where I may want to shorten it. And you can look at how each of those six photos that we selected will appear up here. Then when you're ready, let's say you're going to go in and you're just going to confirm those ads. And it's going to take a few minutes to publish everything. It's going to take a little while to approve your ads. But then once it's approved, see, you'll see in delivery, it's in draft or in approval. Once it's approved, your ads will start running. If you don't want them to start running right away, then definitely come over here and untoggle this button, and that will just turn the whole campaign off. So then what do you do once it's been running for a few days? Let's wait for this to finish publishing and I'll show you. So in here, okay, it's in review right now. I'm gonna pause the campaign because I don't want it to actually run. But say this has been running for a few days now. Some things that you're going to be able to see are, okay, what's my daily budget? What's the number of total link clicks, because that's the goal that I've gotten. How many people have seen it? How many times have they seen it? And then what's that cost per link click that I'm paying? Diving in deeper, if we come over here, we can just look at those six ads. And by the way, it's usually a good idea to create at least two versions of ads. So coming over here and saying, okay, well, this is my heartstrings ad, but maybe I'm going to do an ad that's a little bit more functional. You can come over here, create. And if you scroll up, you can use an existing ad set. And we're going to pick that one. Continue. And then you can just create another set of six ads, like I showed you before. But once that's done, and once you've had a campaign running for a little while, you come over here, you click here, click there. And then what it will show you in the ads tab is just the ads that are running for that campaign and that ad set. And what you'll be able to see once this has been running for a few days, it'll say active here. It'll tell you what's the ad set that's being used, what's the budget. And again, you want to come over here and look at results, reach, impression, and cost per result. Of course, you do care about a total amount spent, but looking at the cost per result is the number that is really going to help you understand which of these ads is working better and which of these ads is not. And if you see one that's particularly high, I would actually just come over here and turn that off. Or if you see one that's particularly low, you may, meaning a low cost per result, you may turn off all the others and just let that one run because that one's really, really resonating. Over here, I also always suggest you look at relevance score, which is essentially looking at a 1 to 10 rating of how well is your target audience responding to this ad. This specific ad with this image, with this call to action. I always try to go for either an 8 or 9 at a minimum for the relevance score. If it's lower than that, you definitely have some room for improvement. So if you have a 10, fantastic. If you have an 8, great. But if you have lower than an 8, there's some tweaking with your audience. Something's not quite resonating with your audience. And that's really it. Once you come over here, you turn off the ads that are not working so well. You turn on or turn up the ads that have that lowest cost per result. And there you go. You have a great ad campaign that is running that you should check on at least once a week. Make sure that the costs aren't going up or you're not seeing some big change week after week. But until you start seeing the ads start to age out, meaning that cost is kind of incrementally going up and up and up and up, until then, you're really able to keep this campaign running and it'll keep driving traffic to your website, keep bringing people to you, and keep getting people to engage with you. Hey, well, that's it for now. Thanks so much and have a great day. Bye, Pepper Nurse.